And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Going to move to number one of the triple dipper first, but I got to tell you, I'm getting some grief over here on the text line from JT from Lacey Springs. Okay, so we've had, Boomer and I had this running bet going for the last couple of weeks about the podcast download. So we're in the 97s now, Boom?
We're 97,200, like mid-200s.
It's going to be probably 97.5 by tonight.
97.5, 97.6.
All right, so here's the bottom line. Today is the last day of the month.
Today is.
I had said that my prediction was we would hit 100,000 downloads by the end of the month, except I forgot about the Thanksgiving holidays. So Thursday and Friday were like non-download days. There's like, ain't no activity on, nobody cared to download a podcast on Thanksgiving. They're too busy just indulging in turkey and dressing.
Yeah, turkey comas. Yes,
exactly. That's what they were going to the turkey comas. Turkey exactly coma. Right. The meat sweats. but so I got hosed. I got hosed by the food holiday, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so now I'm off by almost exactly the amount that it would have taken to get me to 100,000. Don't you think?
I mean, we'll celebrate when it hits 100.
Okay, so the bet was this. Boomer said, nah, we'll make 100,000 no later than the 10th of December. I said, we're going to make it by the end of the month. I was feeling overly optimistic. So the goal was to hit the mark, and the loser has to buy donuts, and while the other person gets to eat the donuts, the loser has to do push-ups in the studio. So it looks like I'm going to be doing some push-ups.
Yeah, probably. It's all right. And you know what? I'll give you one of the donuts after you do your push-ups if you want.
No, I don't want your tacky little donut. I ain't scared of. I'll get in the front lean and rest and knock out some push-ups. How many do I have to do, by the way? I don't even know. We didn't say that. I don't know. How many you want?
I don't know. Hey, Paul, if you're listening, how many should?
Oh, no, don't you? No, don't go to JT from Lacey Springs.
Or JT.
I don't want
to. JT was giving you grief.
All right. So yeah. All right. What kind of donut do you want? Do you like the lemon filled?
No, I'm just.
Do you want the little chocolate glazed?
I like chocolate glazed and normal. Just normal glazed.
Chocolate glazed and normal.
Yes, just normal glazed donuts.
Does it say that on the menu? Hey, I want a dozen normal donuts.
Just give me those normal ones over there.
All right. We'll have to pick the day because it looks like by tomorrow morning, unless there's a rush on downloads of today's show, it looks like I'm going to be doing push-ups. I don't care.
It's all right. It's all right.
I did push-ups this morning. What do you think of that? By golly. Okay. All right. Moving on to other things that are actually important. Oh, Brian from Huntsville's. Boomer's got. Hang on, Paul from Athens says, "Boomer's donuts." Where'd he go? I just lost it. Oh, there it is. Why is it scrolling up? He just says, "Boomer's donuts." Okay. And then Brian from Huntsville, he just texted in and says, "Technically, push-ups can be ice cream bars." Yes, yes, they can. Thank you, my brother Brian. Appreciate you. All right, number one of the triple dipper, national defense. Let's jump into this. This is going to be a broad-based look at some storylines that are happening that relate to our U.S. national defense policy, national defense posture, national defense readiness. The first one ain't that good. The first one is super frustrating to me. Storyline off of Fox News came out yesterday. Headline, Biden's fumbled Afghanistan withdrawal was a propaganda gift to China, the Defense Department finds. All right, so here's the deal. You remember last year, I mean, we were on the air when the Afghanistan debacle broke, when the news broke that the pullout was happening like it was. And it became, for those of y'all who've been with the show for a while, it became several weeks of a thing on this show, and rightfully so. Being a veteran of Afghanistan myself, it was painful. But Fox News is reporting that the manner in which the Biden withdrawal took place was so bad that the Department of Defense is now saying that China has been using it as a propaganda tool, trying to get other countries to recognize us as a not-so-reliable ally. Wow. So the DOD's claim came as part of its annual report to Congress on national security developments relating to China, which it released Tuesday. The report suggests that China capitalized on the withdrawal to convince world leaders that the U.S. is not a reliable ally. Here's the quote. Quote, the PRC, People's Republic of China, the PRC employed multiple diplomatic tools in an attempt to erode U.S. and partner influence, highlighting the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Wow. Biden's DOD is focused on China as America's top global adversary through his time in office. The report says the PRC is working toward the great rejuvenation of the Chinese nation by 2049 and is also vastly expanding its nuclear arsenal. That's an amazing storyline. When the President of the United States' own Department of Defense cites his actions as being something that our enemies are using against us, that's bold. It also says something about that report being released. It says that not everybody in the DOD believes they have to stay quiet. They need to just put it out there. I mean, we're not talking about a Alexander Vindman overhearing a phone call and going whistleblower. We're not talking about that. We're just talking about, you know what, we're going to make the report, and we're not going to try and make him look good because it was awful. And the People's Republic of China is making use of it. So there's that. There's that. Wow. Wow. All right, story off military.com, which, by the way, I've discovered is like the National Enquirer of military stories sometimes. It's just like full of tripe and sometimes often very liberal. This story is not really a story. It's like a recitation of things we already know, but it's good to hear it again. Military.com dated yesterday. By the way, that was an awful intro to a story. Why would anybody want to hear what I'm about to say now? Anyway. Military.com dated yesterday, final decision on moving Space Command headquarters coming shortly, top general says. So a long-anticipated decision, it says, on whether the headquarters for U.S. Space Command will remain in Colorado Springs or move to Huntsville, Alabama, a saga that has been drawn out since the waning days of President Donald Trump's administration, will conclude soon, according to the service's top general. When asked by Military.com, General James H. Dickinson, the commander of U.S. Space Command, told attendees at the Mitchell Institute for Aerospace Studies online event on Tuesday, the decision should be announced any day now. The announcement will come after reports from the Pentagon Inspector General and Government Accountability Office analyzed the choice were wrapped up earlier this year. Amid concerns, the decision had not been fully scrutinized. No, what happened was they were trying to placate the naysayers from Colorado. That's what happened. And Dickinson says, I think this decision is going to come out shortly. I don't have a date or time. In other words, this is a non-story story. I don't know anything new. Publish that. That's where we are. But it says that an environmental study, which was one of the last steps required before the decision could be made, was concluded in late September. So just in the last 30 days, ish, 60 days. So yeah, Spacecom could be coming, we believe, to Huntsville. It's supposed to be coming to Huntsville. And right now, it currently sits in the hands of Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall, who is supposed to be making a decision any day on whether Space Command will officially, whether it's stop all the whining, stop all the lobbying, stop all of the, let's reinspect it, let's review it again, let's just go with it. And folks, it should. There's no reason why it shouldn't. It should come to Huntsville, Alabama. This is the home of Missile Command. This is NASA. This is the Marshall Space Flight Center. This is the Rocket City. Why not have Spacecom here? Oh, by the way, we made it through every gate. We passed every single milestone that had to be met, and all of the studies indicate that nothing was wrong with the decision making. You know what this is? This is a pushback on a Trump era decision. That's all it is. And this is Colorado feeling bad about themselves. Well, let's get her done. Hey, Boomer, I'm looking at your screen over there right now. That's him. You got him. Yep, that's him. Yeah. All right. Boomer's getting ready for the next segment with a call from Andy Roth, and so I was making sure he knew that is the Andy Roth I'm seeing on his screen right now. By the way, Boomer's doing an amazing job. Just saying, I mean, if you don't watch the live stream of the show, you're missing some Boomer Tech. Because Boomer Tech. I just christened it, man.
I like it. Boomer I like tech. It. And it's only going to get better.
Thank you.
It is. I got some cool things rolling out soon.
No half measures in this studio.
That's right.
All right, so Boomer Tech, he puts up, anytime we're actually interviewing somebody, you can watch it live on the air, or at the very least, he puts up a photograph of the person, so you know what the face looks like that's doing the talking. So, good job, Booms.
Thanks.
Next story. China remains the top threat in U.S. national defense policy. So, the U.S. national defense strategy, according to Voice of American News, dated October 27th, so we're right at, a month. China remains the top challenge. We kind of know this, but it's interesting to watch them put it in print, all right? China remains the top challenge to U.S. national security interests, while Russia remains an acute threat, it says, as it continues its brutal war in Ukraine, according to the newly released National Defense Strategy. quote, here's the quote, the People's Republic of China is the only competitor out there with both the intent to reshape the international order and increasingly the power to do so, said Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. By the way, are y'all aware, did you know the Secretary of Defense has an Alabama connection? Boomer, did you know that? Graduate of Auburn. Got his commission as an Army officer at Auburn University and went on to be a 3-star general and now Secretary of Defense.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't like any of his policies, but I'm an Auburn fan. So.
But you're an Auburn
fan. So, you know what? I imagine, though, because my grandfather was a 1-star who graduated from Auburn, and they have the Hall of Generals in Nichols Hall down there. And so I would imagine that my grandfather is hanging in the same hallway, his photo, along with Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin.
Well, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
That is really cool.
Back on the story, a senior defense official speaking to reporters about the new defense strategy on the condition of anonymity said China continues to gain more capability to systematically challenge the United States across the board militarily, economically, technologically, and diplomatically. All right, so anyway, what does this mean? What it means for us is China is it. China is the number one. It's the near-peer adversary. It's the one we should be the most concerned about, they say. Now, it does not discount the idea of controversy and ongoing conflict with NATO, with Russia. It doesn't discount the idea of North Korea. It just says the number one concern for future strategic interests is going to wind up being China. That's why I spent so much time on China yesterday, because as a near-peer adversary, as someone who is determined on the world stage to supplant us at some point, when you watch their societal upheaval like you're seeing right now, two things happen. One, how they respond to their own social upheaval is a clear indicator of how they will treat other nations given the opportunity. All right, there's that. If they'll do it to their own people, what would they do to us? You know what I'm saying? The other point that I would make in that is, if that societal upheaval creates stress fractures within the political and economic climate of China, then you have to begin to recognize that there are indicators that show that they are not what they say they are. And that's something we have to key in on. Anyway, China, our national military strategy now lists them as number one. How about wokeness? How about wokeness in the military? All you culture warriors out there, pay attention, because we're looking at the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, the budget and policy document passed by Congress for the military, may get thrown in to this lame duck session we're in right now. So Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, according to Fox News dated yesterday, is blaming Chuck Schumer for playing politics with the NDAA by delaying its passage until the last minute so that they can slam it together in the lame duck session without anybody having a chance to really pursue the key provisions. All right? We got to have a budget for the military, obviously. We do want to see certain things done, but we also want to get some of the wokeness out of it, because what happens is this is where they begin to fund programs that require certain things. Like, this is where they fund CRT-based lesson plans. This is where they fund things like the transgender surgeries for service members. This is where they fund things like, we'll fly service members to another state to get an abortion if they need to. This is where they fund things like abortions in VA clinics in states that have anti-abortion laws. All this stuff gets thrown in there, and then they try to pass it at the last minute so nobody gets a chance to see what's on the, you know, the buried in the postscripts. That being said, some of our usual hawks are on it, one of whom is Senator Tom Cotton. Cotton is saying right now he wants to know for a fact why they've got a drafting of women written into the NDAA. He's got an amendment called the Don't Draft Our Daughters Amendment. In his words, Tom Cotton says, the defense bill is not the place for Democrats to indulge the wild ideas of their latest social experiments, like forcing women to register for the draft. Now, can women serve in the military? Absolutely. I've seen some heroes that serve in the military that are women. I know they can. I'm not dissing on that, but I agree with Tom Cotton. Throwing it into the budget is not the place where you change a cultural norm, all right? There should be more debate, and there should be standalone legislation, not throwing it into an omnibus bill and hoping nobody pays attention. That's his beef. Tom Cotton himself is a Ranger qualified infantry officer with service in Iraq. He's not saying for a second women can't serve. What he's saying is, if you say all of a sudden you want to draft women, which we've never done, why would you throw that into a budget bill? Be bold enough to get out on the floor of the Senate and debate your position. And I agree. I totally agree. Boomer, I'm just talking away, man. Are you going to let me talk all day, Boomer? Take us to a break, brother.
Here we go.
My gosh. Yeah, we'll take a break right now. We'll come right back, wrap up some of this, and then top of the hour, call with my friend Andy Roth about the State Freedom Caucus Network, talking about conservative leadership and what a difference it can make. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. I'm going to wrap this section up on national defense. I'm going to skip a couple stories and get to, but I got to tell you, Boomer, just so you know.
Yeah, what's up?
On the whole thing about the bet and me losing, having to do push-ups.
Yeah.
So Tyler from Huntsville thinks I ought to get 2 or 3 extra days.
Tyler, come on, man. Well, listen to this. I saw one just a second one fly by, and it was from John from Huntsville. And he said, "Hey, Phil, say you do 1 push-up for each dipper you haven't completed this year. I hope it's not too many." He did also say that, you know, he would morally support you by doing the same amount of push-ups at home.
Nice. Nice.
So that was nice.
JT from Lacey Springs reminds me that 2 push-ups is plural. Mike from Huntsville points out there was a donut scene in Full Metal Jacket. I don't recall that, but I'm pretty sure we might not be able to talk about it. Paul from Athens. I don't know what he means. Our generation had Wonder Woman. This generation has I Wonder If It's a Woman. Oh.
Hey, okay. I just love our listeners. Everyone that's texting in, calling in. And
yeah, no doubt. Yeah,
it's just fun, guys. If you haven't texted in yet, y'all should text in.
And then Jeff from Indiana has to chime in, Jeff, and says, Boomer, you may have to take over and talk for a while if he feels out of breath from doing all those push-ups. Ha-ha. So, hey, if you want to text in, we'll take them. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. That is the call-in and the text-in line. If you text for the very first time, text the word right side, all one word, and you'll get an automatic message back that says, hey, thanks for joining, you right side ruffian, and give us your name and where you're from, and we'll drop you in the system. The last two stories I got that are on the national defense piece that I'll go through today. Army expanding pre-boot camp course for overweight and low scoring applicants. Now I got mixed feelings on this, but then again, you know what? You gotta give some of these kids that don't otherwise qualify an opportunity. So I'm not sure that this is a bad thing. It may be more of along the lines of a testimony to the current state of our nation that only 23% of kids out there right now otherwise qualify on day one to go into the military service, whether it be drugs, weight, physical conditioning, something. Can't take the ASFAB test and pass it. Well, right now they started the prep course. The course is at Fort Jackson, South Carolina. It has 2 tracks. One is academic, one is fitness. And they're both 90 days long. They give applicants just shy of the service's standards on either the entrance exam or body fat limits a time to come into compliance. Pretty cool. And they're having a very high success rate of kids that come out of that 90-day program then making it through basic training, which is very cool. Lastly, you'll want to know this. Defense One reports that this Friday we're finally going to get to see the B-21 stealth bomber, the brand-new B-21 stealth bomber. That's coming out. Stay tuned. All right, we're coming right back with my friend Andy Roth from the State Freedom Caucus Network, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.